Recording in progress.
Oh, nice of you to show up on the show today, Zoe Thorne. Taco Tuesday yesterday, I understand.
No, it was just Zoe worked a year for us appreciation day. So
that's what it was. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah. All it was right. My work anniversary. So everyone was like, go
all on. Right. I'll pedal backwards a little bit. I can't begrudge you that. The hair looks great, by the way, again today.
Thank you. Yes. This is the curl it 2 days ago, sleep on it for 2 days.
Still,
and this is what still waking up looking fresh. I got this adorable shower cap to keep it protected. Like, I still want to take a shower. I just don't want to have to do my hair.
Wait a minute. Shower caps are still a thing? And that's
dollar
that's
store, baby.
That's like grandma's shower cap. Later. It's like this hot pink little white frilly lace thing on Zoe.
I know. And then the other one is like black polka dot for Mr. Handsome's house.
Hey, speaking of fashion.
Fashion.
For the first time in easily 5 years yesterday, I went and bought new clothes.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, I need to step up my game. I own a business. I look like crap everywhere I go. I need to step it up. So I went out and I bought a bunch of new shirts. I showed up in the kitchen this morning, like fresh out of the package, bright white, untouched t-shirt. And Sue looks at me and she's like, you can't wear that and have coffee. You're going to make a mess. She made me change out of my shirt this morning. And guess what? I forgot to put it back on. Here I am.
I was going to say, you're wearing a BTR shirt, so either you spilt the coffee trying to prove a point to Sue and point to Sue because she was right, or, yeah, you just never put it back on.
She's absolutely right. Had I been wearing that white shirt, I would have ruined the damn thing, like, right out of the gate. She'd have no chance of ever, you know, getting... She does the laundry, by the way. I do the dishes, so things are fair. Just before you come at me, people... and she's so good at getting stains out, but still, you never get that stain quite right, right? There's nothing like it. So yeah, I put this shirt on, nothing, spilled nothing, but here I am after all that money, after all that time, after finally going out and buying new clothes yesterday. Same bum you're used to here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast. She's Zoe Thorne. I'm the milkman, John Milky, and we are online, Spotify, Apple, Google has us, and also yowshow.ca.
I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Finally, the rain has stopped, and we have a lot of sun. Later on, even more sun. The temperature is still on the low side. Today's high is only 5 degrees. With the strong and gusty wind, that feels like 0 degrees. The night will be clear with a low of minus 4. Thursday and Friday are very sunny. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Hey, let's take a moment and acknowledge some folks, Zoe, who have been blowing proverbial smoke up our arses. I would like to say hello to Ben Belcher. Ben was a Loyalist College radio student when he first discovered the Milkman. Now lives in Peterborough, and he came all the way from Peterborough to Ottawa last night because he finally wanted to meet yours truly. He wanted to be there for our comedy nights. He had an absolute hoot. He and his girlfriend were there. His aunt from Ottawa was there. Had no forks given. So hi to Ben, who, by the way, Zoe.
Oh, my God. Knows, I'm so sorry I missed you, Ben.
I know.
I feel horrible. And
Ben knows every single word to every single podcast you and I have ever created together. Like, crazy fan. Yeah, no, really cool.
What? Yeah. Oh, Ben, thank you so much for your whole family for coming out and supporting No Forks Given. Like, we love them. And I'm so sorry I wasn't there to shake your hand, but maybe someday soon. Please.
Come on back, Ben. We'll make sure Zoe is there. Give us a heads up the next time, though.
Yeah.
And you got a lovely text from someone as well, really enjoying this podcast.
Yes, my buddy Shane, he just texted me saying, hey, I've been listening, and this last episode that you did on Monday was just like the bee's knees. You guys are so funny. You have such a great connection. And to be, I don't know, to hear that from someone that you went to radio school with and to hear that from them just means so much. So I really appreciate it. And I'm super, super excited to go to Blues Fest with them. So
oh, nice.
See you soon, Jane. Yeah.
Yeah. The feedback means a lot, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're always welcome to send us a note about the show. If you're in our DMs, do that. You can also text us anytime. Round the clock, 613-604-6464. The show airs between 2 and 3 p.m. weekdays on blasttheradio.com. The Best Of airs on the weekends on CJRO, which is a group of community stations serving the east end of the city. So Castleman and Russell and other...
Carlsbad
Springs. Thank you. Like blanking. There's Zoe. Like, he's having a stroke. I've got him. It's fine.
It's finally happened.
So yes, thank you so much, guys. Boy, because you know what, podcast is frustrating. Because yeah, you get really cool data, but sometimes you look at the data and you're like, this can't be right.
Yeah, it's really some days hard to keep our spirits up about it. And we so appreciate the feedback because we want to offer something that you want to listen to. That's the whole point. So if we don't know how you're feeling about the show, then we can't change the show to be more to something that is in your liking. So please, thank you so much. Whether it's a compliment or a criticism, we are open to your feedback.
Well, criticism, you can send that to Zoe. Compliments, send them my way, all right?
And I feel like compliments will be the only ones that make it on air, so I'm sorry.
Who has ultimate authority? Editor-in-chief, yours truly, the milkman, John Milky. You asked an interesting question of our audience today. We got some feedback on that. Let's tackle this next. The weirdest thing your kid has ever put on their food or their weirdest food combinations. That's coming up. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast. I don't even know what prompted this question, but I love the question, and we asked it on Facebook earlier today. What's the weirdest thing your kid has ever put on their food, or the weirdest but favorite food combination your kids have? What prompted the question, Zoe, first off?
So I had to ask because my lovely coworker, who, you know, we share a cubicle together and we chat all the time,
right,
brought up to me that last night her husband finally unbanned making French toast for their children. And I, of course,
why would
like,
you ban that? That's an awesome meal for kids.
Exactly. Apparently, he was so appalled because they kept putting ketchup on their French toast. No,
yes,
no, I completely agreed with him. I was like, no, that's not something that should be illegal. That's not okay.
No, ketchup definitely goes on French. What are you talking about?
No, it doesn't. I know. It's
now,
maple syrup, real Canadian maple syrup, or nothing. Get
now
out of
we're way. Now we're that show, right? Just pineapple.
Fine,
go on
I'll
pizza.
Say powdered sugar and maybe butter is the only other things that I would allow you to put on my French toast. But yeah, no, I completely agree
what
with
does
her
it
husband.
Matter? What does it matter if somebody puts ketchup on French toast?
Because it's wrong. It's just not
okay. Besides that, what does it matter? Do you okay? We're down the rabbit hole now, man. I can't climb out. Ketchup on Kraft dinner. Are you one of those?
Every now and I wouldn't say I do it on a right. It's more I do more of a pepper on mine. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
I'm a yes to ketchup, but yeah, absolutely French toast. And and maple syrup too, cause it's yum.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's just putting sugar on sugar. Yeah, like
see?
No.
Now you understand me.
No.
Over to the listeners. Answering your question, the weirdest thing your kid has ever put on their food, the weirdest but favorite food combinations. Kathleen, thank you for replying. One of my classmates in kindergarten put ketchup on his cake.
Oh, I'm just hoping he confused that for red frosting and then just doubled down and was like, no, you don't do this.
Or what was that layered cake? And you'd get like the jam in the middle.
Oh, it's is it angel food?
No, it's not angel food cake.
Strawberry shortcake?
Devil's food cake. That's it.
Devil's food cake.
Yeah. Oh. Stephanie says she loved sushi. Talking about her kids. She loved sushi. Now she's vegetarian.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. Or sushi roll, I guess.
I've got a fun story that sort of kind of ties into this, but also does not. Only because my first thought when I read this story was the Shamrock Shakes. Because if you've ever gone crazy with Shamrock Shakes, like, you know, when you order the extra, 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 extra large, it can be quite scary when you go to the washroom after because everything is green. I've got
That's mint flavored, right? So I'm not really into the shamrock shakes.
Put a little ketchup on it. You'll love it then.
Ugh.
But here's a story from Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
A kennel there making headlines after a golden retriever was born with green fur, Zoe. I'm not even making this up. Green fur.
What did someone do on St. Patty's Day? You know what? I don't even
this is what
know.
I'm
what
saying.
Happens on St. Patty's Day stays on St. Patty's Day, but
that's the tie-in to the food thing. Right, there you go.
You don't mess with golden retrievers.
No,
right?
You don't, and nobody did in this case. So this is apparently a rare phenomenon. The puppy's fur color was affected by bile in the mother's womb. Mom is okay. Mom's okay.
Oh, okay.
Breathe. Mom's okay. And the puppy's fur is starting to fade, and she will likely be the breed's normal yellow color within a few weeks. But it begs the question. Can you imagine sitting down with your kids? We're adopting a puppy. She's green. First off, how fun is that? Mm-hmm. But what would you name a green puppy?
I would just do a joke on like Clifford the Big Red Dog and just name it Clifford, like the green Goldie.
The great green golden.
Or maybe just like the word, like the just green.
Every kid I know would name the dog Slime, right? Slime. Or Shrek. Is Oscar still relevant? Oscar, maybe?
Oh, yeah, true. Oscar.
Shamrock. I would call it Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shake. Hey. The Goldie.
It's Yow. Your Ottawa webcast online, yowshow.ca.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. When you have a challenging day, or if you make a mistake, try your best to stay positive and focus on what can be learned rather than playing that negative tape over and over and over again in your head. In fact, maintaining an optimistic outlook helps you overcome challenges in a more effective way. You need to treat every mistake as a stepping stone to greater knowledge. As a result, this positive approach will encourage within you a growth mindset and self-awareness, which is so important for continuous personal and professional development. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
So you and I are both like song nerds, and I was at the dollar store the other day, and guess what?
You heard Little Boo Thing, Paul Russell, because that song is everywhere and it's awesome.
Well, it's a great song. I'll agree. I also wish I heard that too while I was wandering about. But no, I heard a song that uses my name.
Yeah, that's... Okay, not even Mambo Number 5 mentions your name, does it?
No! No song.
Yeah, that's
name.
A name. And it's like a lot of things rhyme with Zoe. You'd think I a lyricist know. Would... Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of songs that would have Zoe.
But then it's not like, you know, like Stacey's mom has got it going on, or what's the one with Eileen? Like
Zoe's hair looks cool when she's in the chair.
But it was actually like a nice song. Like, I like Zoe's song. Oh. So, yeah, the song is called Supernova by Ray Lamonte.
Okay.
And it's like the chorus is like, Zoe, you're so supernova. And I'm like walking around going, yeah, I am. So, of course, I had to look up this song. I found out it's been around since 2014.
No, and you're only hearing it now, 10 years later?
A decade later, I'm finally hearing it at Dollarama of all places. Like, okay.
It's probably the best thing you've ever found at the dollar store.
Yeah. And then so I see there's a video for it. And for all my 90s kids out there, the video is like the Angela Anaconda animated TV series. Like it's like almost like paper people and stuff that they get to like move around with the animation.
Like stop animation kind of thing?
No, not really. Like it's kind of, but it's not, I guess. Like you'll have to look up Angela Anaconda and you'll be like, oh, I get it now.
All right. Well, I have looked up the song.
So I demand it be played after this segment. Well,
here,
I'm sorry.
A little taste right here. Let's go.
Zoe, you and me, we've been hanging out now.
Oh, right off the bat.
Kids just kicking around this town. Zoe, you know me and I don't back down. I know what I want. I want you to be my
God. It's like so perfect. You too. It's summer, poppy and happy, vibes. Right?
I'm so here for it. But speaking of the dollar store, I have to shout out to them. I found this for my festival girlies while I was there. So if you're hitting up like Blues Fest or anything this season, it is like a waistband that can hold your water bottle, but also there's like a huge zipper that goes around back that you can put all your cards or like your sunglasses in.
Okay.
And I saw it and was like, it's one, super cute. And two, if I don't grab it now, I'm going to come back and regret it because it won't be here. So run out to your nearest dollar store if you are a festival girly who has a problem finding a way to hold their water bottle while they're there.
Wait. You just used super cute to describe what is essentially a fanny pack, Zoe.
Yes, it's a fanny. Yeah, I have.
It's a fanny. Okay, this is the catch-up on French toast or not thing all over.
Everything is cyclical. Never throw anything out, okay? Fanny packs are back, baby. Like, I used one all festival season last year. So, yeah.
It is fancy. It is fancy because the zipper's gold. So, that's awesome. And
it's actually like a rose gold. And then this is like quilted on the back, like almost like, just like a quilted puffy. And then it's a nice mesh place to put your water bottle. And the zipper goes all the way behind. And it's like a huge pocket to like put all your stuff in. I saw it and was like, if I don't grab this now, it's going to be gone by the time I come back. So,
nothing but the best for Zoe.
Zoe, you and me, we've been hanging out now. Ever since we were kids, just kicking around this town.
I meant to bring this up on Monday, and I did not. I had the crappiest experience ordering